Greetings, this is Brian Therrien. Thank you for listening to this message. This is the housing review that you've tuned into, and I'd like to spend a few minutes with you to give you an overview of all the resources that we have to help you find affordable housing on a Social Security disability budget, on a limited budget. We've researched this market extensively, and in advance I just want to share with you that we've put together some great resources. But the underlying thing and message that I'm going to share with you is that there is no true good solution for housing out there, because the inventory for accessible housing is low, the prices are still high, and you've really got to follow these resources and be persistent and go through them to get the goods. So I'm in hopes that you'll find this extremely beneficial. What we've done is we've really been able to put together some resources that will allow you to zero in on, you know, a state-by-state basis, even neighborhood-by-neighborhood, to find out what the availability is for affordable housing, and also to take a look at what's available if you have accessibility needs. So it is all here. I'm going to share this with you. I might get in trouble for it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. When I was working on this and researching this with the team here to find out the housing options, we were extremely persistent, and I think we were polite too, in trying to get various national organizations to do an interview with us and go through from their perspective what they offer for housing and how it could benefit people with disabilities. And as you can probably tell, I'm talking to you today alone because they all declined. And it just really led me to understand and further understand the frustration that people probably go through in trying to solve their housing problems. So together we'll continue to work hard at this and update it and make a difference. But for what's out there today, we've done a great job in uncovering some secrets for you. So, first of all, let's talk about the internet. You know, the internet has been a great tool. Obviously, it's put us together, and we've allowed, had the opportunity to meet in this fashion. But it doesn't solve all the problems for people looking for housing. In particular, if you sit down at your computer and you type in, you know, disability housing, which may have led you here, you will see that there is HUD that's listed there. But it doesn't explain what HUD does and how HUD specifically addresses housing. So it's led to a lot of confusion out there for people looking for housing needs. And so this is a condensed version that's kind of pulled everything together in the different resources. And I'm just going to go through some of the questions and requests that we have and things that we've addressed. Like, again, we have a list of apartments, so listed by area, ranked by safety and price, and that you can access. You know, people have contacted us, said, listen, I'm living in a shelter. I'm just flat broke. What are my alternatives for housing? I'm not in a position to buy anything. I couldn't even come up with a whole rent if I needed to. So we've got resources that can help you with that. And really, people just want to learn what the options are, where the housing is, how to find it, how to get to it, how to make it work on a Social Security disability budget, even if you've got bad credit, and if there's any grants or funds out there that you can get your hands on. Building, some people in have an interest in building, and we've covered that in this work, if you want to build or renovate an existing home. And some folks just need some short-term help. They have run on a little tight financial times, which you can certainly understand, and they need a little help to cover their rent. So there's resources in here for that. And we also found out that there is some movement, and there is some, there is a bill that's being proposed that could really make a difference for affordable housing. So let's talk about some of the resources that are out there. One of the first ones that I want to cover that's mentioned on the site as you look down below this recording is ILRU.org. And this is a support organization that really supports different organizations throughout the United States. that are working on solving this housing issue. And they can be used as a resource, but really, if you stumble across them so that you know in advance, they really are a governing or parent organization that oversees and trains all of the entities that are working to support those Centers for Independent Living that I'm going to cover next, that support these centers with training and information so that they can deliver the right goods to you. So that you know, if you stumble across an ILRU.org and you end up on that website, that's not going to satisfy your questions. One of the best kept secrets that we've uncovered in our research for housing, as well as other things, are the organizations that the ILRU support. And again, they're called Centers for Independent Living, and their abbreviation is CILS, C-I-L-S. And what's really good about these organizations is they understand the challenges that are out there, because they're organizations that exist in just about every nook and cranny of the United States, for the world for that matter. And the CILS are run by people with disabilities, for people with disabilities. So what you'll find in our work here is there is a video down there that you can go through and watch the video and follow the directions and how you can zero in to a Center for Independent Living that might be just miles from where you're at right now, because they're everywhere. And here's what you'll find for a great resource there for housing is you can get a counselor from a Center for Independent Living that will sit down with you and go through your housing needs and help you and direct you to the resources that are available in that area. Fantastic tool. Nobody knows the backyard like somebody that's in it, and this is really good for people that are relocating from one location to another. Some of the other advocacy resources that you'll find there are extensive. There's some core ones, and then every Center for Independent Living has other ones that they offer above and beyond that. But in general, they can address most advocacy-related issues. You know, if there's a discrimination issue in the workplace, if you're having trouble with a guide dog, being able to live in your apartment because of the pet rule, items like that that they can point you to. Or, you know, you're hung up with a Social Security disability check issue, maybe you can run that by them and they can give you some advice on that. So they also teach independent living skills, how you can live independently with your disability, and they have support groups and can match you up with other people with disability assistance and even address some transportation needs. So these are great organizations that are out there. We've had wonderful feedback from them, and again, in a lot of areas, they cover additional resources than what I had informed you. Now, I'll probably mention this again because it's important, but just so that you know, when you're contacting and working with Centers for Independent Living or any of the other housing resources, they are very, shall I say, taxed. They're very busy. They have a lot of demand. So I encourage you to be persistent in your quest, just because if you call them and they don't return your call, doesn't mean that they're not interested. It just means that they're busy. That's what I say. So be prepared to be persistent when you do this. So the Centers for Independent Living, as well as other organizations like HUD, do not actually offer housing or provide housing. What they do is they'll guide you to it. So just a note on that. There's other organizations that you can also tap into, the same Centers for Independent Living, and they manage them in a different fashion, and that's an organization on this page called ncil.org. You can contact them via the web or by calling 202-207-0334. And these are support organizations that offer training, again, and support tools to them. So really your best, from our experience, is just to go right to the Center for Independent Living. Next, let's talk about our government agency, HUD. And HUD does offer resources, and you can find them on the web, to help people with disabilities to increase their home ownership chances and provide affordable housing that's really free of discrimination, is what their mission statement says. And they have an extensive website in that. And some of the things that are good that you can find with HUD is the same counseling concept that is available with Centers for Independent Living. You can have a counselor assigned to you, they'll work with you, they'll help you, they'll look at your needs and guide you through. And in that instance, I can see especially where that would be helpful, because they offer an extensive amount of resources for people. And let's just go through some of the resources that you could take advantage of at HUD. First of all, renting. They'll give you tips and different programs. They'll give you rental help in your state. There's subsidized apartments, public housing agencies that you can find that they'll direct you to. If you're interested in buying, they'll go through and give you a complete assessment, and they'll teach you how to figure out really what you can afford. Maybe it involves paying down some debt that you might have before, helping you to understand your rights, that you're what you're entitled to. They assist you in shopping for a loan and introduce you to home buying programs, negotiating and how to make an offer. That's always a great tool. All the way up through home inspections. I mean, you need to have somebody go in, make a look, make sure that the home is good that you're going to live in, and really follow you all the way through. So there's some great resources there that you can work with the counselor. They'll even weigh out the difference between and pros and cons between buying and renting a home. So be sure to take advantage of those as well. Home repair. A lot of people have come to us and said, listen, you know, I just really want to stay where I am. I want to do some enhancements to it, fix it up, or, you know, make it more accommodating for my disability. And you can get loans through HUD, fixer-upper loans, to make that work as well. They have those programs available. And they've got even special programs in that area that can help you with the down payment that needs to be put up for that. So those are some tips there. How HUD works, again, is they don't actually deliver a housing. They have organizations that they finance in local communities that do deliver housing, and you can go through the video that we have on HUD and you can see how that all works. Let's use Catholic Charities as an example. One of the figures that I saw is that they receive $1.97 million grant from HUD. Not sure. Oh, this was in 2004, 2005 to deliver affordable housing. So when you go through and navigate through HUD, you'll find that Catholic Charities does indeed go through and deliver the affordable housing in conjunction with HUD. So that's the relationship that they have there. Catholic Charities is a pretty extensive organization. They've got 1,400 agencies throughout the U.S. that are offering housing, and you know they say they've been able to impact about 800,000 people. So they do some good work, and it's a very aggressive movement that they have there. Some other resources that we found in our research is there is starting to bubble up some affordable housing modular home type operations that people can take advantage of. There's HorizonHousingAlliance.com, which has got a great concept. They're a regional company that will provide affordable housing, and really what they do is they coordinate all the construction components from the foundation up, and they deliver them to the site and a contractor puts them together, which is apparently a much more affordable way to do it. And they'll serve any 500-mile radius, you know, outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And they say that they can save up to 21% typically over a contractor. They'll say, you know, go out and shop it and then come back and see us. So that's another great resource. Also, We did some research on Habitat for Humanity, which is a very large, very successful organization. And Habitat is they operate based on an income guidelines. So if you meet some preliminary income guidelines, then you could apply for one of their programs, and they have a unique way of making it work. Once you do get accepted to the program, you actually go to work and help others build some houses, and in exchange you get a deal on your house. It's a great people helping people concept. So you can go through and check out Habitat for Humanity through the website here and have a good look at that. So this is a condensed version of what you'll find on the site and the resources and everything. I truly hope that you find this beneficial. Housing is important, and we've spent a lot of time in putting this all together for you. In closing, as I always say, if you know other people that are affected by disabilities, we certainly invite you to share this website with them. Just send them to the Disability Guide. They can come on in and register. All of our information is free that we deliver, and they can check it out. So thanks so much for listening, and again, I hope you find this beneficial for your housing needs. Thank you.